Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you have MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Jaquel from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Motherfucking big floor. What you gonna do with it, Tupac? Yeah, where the motherfucking dogs at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger.
So what's going on, guys? You know, it's July 25th, part 2 of League Game Radio, season finale. You know, real big event. It's been a great season. You know, don't worry, we're going to take a little 2-week sabbatical, you know, 2-week break to revamp, rebuild the game up a little bit, things of that nature. You know, come back with a bigger, harder, you know, pregame. That's what she said. But you know, we're gonna come back with another season, more fire, more guests, more music, more bullshit, more dumbasses, you know, the whole 9 yards. But for those who missed first show we had the homie Cashmere coming out of Brooklyn. He was on the show. Dropped off a couple tracks. I'll play those for you back a little while. And you know, we had a good show. We spoke about a whole lot of things, which we'll carry on into here. Also, too, a special guest is you. So call me up, 347-857-4302. If you want to get on the air, you want to hold press 1 on your keypad, so I know you want to talk and I know you want to get on the air. You know, so I don't just randomly put you on. You don't have anything to say. But if you were looking to find something to do tonight, you're in Brooklyn or Manhattan, you want to go to the Catcher Lounge, 217 Barley. Right now, for gentlemen, it's $20 to get in. Ladies, it's $10. You miss the discounts. Discounts will be 412, but still go over there. Excuse me. Show love to my homegirl, Lady Steele. She's having a little birthday celebration over there tonight. She'll be there till about 4 or 5 o'clock-ish, maybe. You know, she shut down the party. For those who don't know, she shuts it down, all right? Also, if you in Brooklyn and you want to stay in Brooklyn, you want to hit up Club Temptation, 2210 Church Ave between Flatbush and Bedford. They have the unforgettable party there tonight, you know, photographers, you know, the paparazzi are being built in, you know, bottle specials, everything like that. For more information, 718-856-5946. All right, so, before I get into some more events, you know, I just want to keep reiterating and keep thanking everybody who was a part of the show, because, you know, the show was pretty much, sporadic thing. Like I was home chilling one day. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start a show. And that's what I did. I did my first show at like 3 a.m. just to do a test run. And I was so amped after the show because I had callers and I had listeners and there was people participating. So I did another one like 2 hours later. So I'm doing shows at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's what it was. And then I just sat down, got some people together, got my team out, the pregame administrators, Ebony, Jay, Lady Steele, Miss B. We got Pretty Pie. We got MC Lee Lee. We have who else do we have? RJ Still, aka Prince Zuko. We got Greg C. We got that's all of us there. So, you know, I sat down with those guys and we put our brains together. We came up with stuff and, you know, lucky me, Mr. New City, he's always had a great hand in the show. You know, he'd call in time to time, you know, be a member of the panel and everything like that. So for every show, you know, it just kept evolving. It kept growing and, you know, it's starting to grow now. But even when you feel you're on a roll, sometimes you got to slow down, stop, you know, take a breather, you know, before you start to, you know, get off road and you slam into a wall or something like that. So that's just what we're doing. Like I said, end of season one. Season two is only gonna be better. All right. So yeah, call us up 347-857-4302. I'm also even taking calls. You know, right now I'm taking Facebook requests and all that good stuff. And we're just here chilling. 347-857-4302 is the number. So when we talk about everything, also too. Let's see, on the 13th of August, one night stand at Club Tobago. Everyone is $1. Like, come on, how you, $1? $1? Yeah, $1 before 12 o'clock. Ladies, you're reduced all night, but if you get there before midnight, you're paying $1 to get in. You're paying $1. They got dollar tequila shots before 12, free jello shots. Like, you can go there with $5 and have yourself a good time, as long as you get there before 12. That's 14702 Liberty Avenue, Jamaica, Queens. And coming up on the 21st, there's a boat ride coming up. Wally and Christmas birthday boat ride. That's being brought to you by HOF Tip Top, Crystal from Rags Richard's Crew, Team Wally and Team Rockstar. And that's going down on the New York Princess Pier, 8 Evans Avenue. That's between East 21st and Bedford. Both times at 6 p.m. because the boat is leaving at 7 sharp. All right? So you want to get up on that? Get up on that. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, yeah, that's right, that after party for the boat ride, that's going down. That's going down right after the boat ride when the boat comes back. That's going down at Club After Dark. So the after party is at Club After Dark. All right, that's at 1925 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. If you go on the boat ride and the party, that's $40. So, that hey, you ain't got to pay another cover to get into the party. If you don't want to get on the boat ride, you just want to go party, that's $20 without the boat ride ticket. So check that out. All right. I'm going to go to the phone lines right now because I was just answering some Facebook while I was telling you guys what's up. See if we got Ed, what up?
What's good? I'm trying to figure out what's up with Facebook. They wilding out this evening.
Yeah, Facebook, they can put up as dumbasses of the week. They're going to send me an email saying I deactivated my account. I'm like, yo, you stupid. That's what, like, I was pretty much upset about that. Well, you know, he was dead. But,
yeah,
I could definitely say Facebook is wilding out tonight.
That shit is crazy. Yo, that's
yeah, I know it's hot. But is there anything else you want to bring to light besides the fact that it's hot?
I would like someone to go down the block with a wrench and turn on the sprinkles just so I could cool off before I lay it down.
All right, so anybody on the block listening, go and turn on the fire hydrant so you can play in the dirty hydrant water.
Nah, actually, I want to know who out there in the hood, Brooklyn, is willing to sneak in the mossy pool with me. Back in the days, like the early 90s and shit, we used to sneak in mossy pool. It's a much cleaner pool now. It's well maintained. They even, you know, did some work on it. It's looking real good now. So if you willing to come with me to mossy pool, sneak in mossy pool, hit me up at ebonywright@yahoo.com. That's ebonywright, WRGHT@yahoo.com. Let me know what's really good.
All right, so she's organizing a sneak in to get to the pool thing while, you know, I don't know, I say just get there early before everybody else do, so you ain't got to get on no line. But, hey, to each his own. But, wow. Oh, it seems like for a female to make it in this industry, like whether it be, I say this industry like I'm in it, but we're talking like the music industry or entertainment industry, they got to do a sex tape. So now, allegedly, Miss Barbie doll herself, Nicki Minaj, has a sex tape floating around. That's what being said. Now, me personally,
awful.
Yeah, she's, you know, me personally, you know, Nicki Minaj, man, she's good to look at. But when she opens her mouth, I get a headache.
Yeah, bro, he behind that shit. He behind that shit. He's trying to draw in all those motherfuckers that still straddling the fence. That, you know, they don't find nothing popping with homegirl. So it's like, all right, now we're going to hit them with this and draw some attention to ourselves. So when we put out this single, this would be the jam for the summer. That's what they doing. Puffy trying to bring attention to him and his filthy money people.
All right, well, that's what, you know, like I said, that's what they're saying. Nicki Minaj got a sex tape out, and someone's waiting for a session or something to release it or whatever. So the shit's floating around. If you get it, you see it, call into the show. let us know what you think about it. But
let's hope that shit is legit.
Let's hope it's like it's actually her or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also too for I know everyone knows who Kat Stax is. You know, she's the new, is she the new superhead for the decade?
She ain't the new nothing, because there's never been a fucking crackhead groupie bitch like her. So she's the first, and hopefully one and only of her kind.
All right, well, dig this. One of her friends, her real close friends, like her motherfucking Road Dog, went on Twitter. And my name is Jenna Shea, J-E-N-N-A-S-H-E-A, and has exposed Kat Stax for being fraudulent, saying she never fucked Bow Wow, she never fucked Nelly, she never fucked Fab, she never fucked the Young Money crew, none of them. In fact, she went on to say Kat Stax was begging her for these niggas' numbers, which is probably how she was going on the shit and blasting them, because she's getting them from her, but she wasn't from what the friend said. She wasn't doing up with these guys. Like, she never did. Just looking for something to, you know, looking for something to, something to do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's being fraudulent, then, you know, that kind of sucks. Like, come on, you gotta show somebody else's name to get you ahead.
Hello. That's what groupies do. They have their own, so their agenda is to excel on the backs, you know, of whomever. And that shit is just crazy. And what kind of friend is that? That after all this time now you want to come out and you want to snitch? Must have did something to her. Because, I mean, she ain't said nothing all this time. And how long this chick been saying she was sleeping with these different dudes? So, I mean, what's your agenda now? Why all of a sudden you coming out with that bullshit? Ah, come on, I don't hear that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like that that's going on in the world today. We're going to pay a quick bill. We're going to play a... Let me see what we're gonna do. We're gonna play the Birds Flying High joint while I got a couple bills to pay and get me some water and everything like that. So we'll be back. Free Game Radio 347-857-4302. When we come back, we're going back into a few of the most important subjects we covered in hour one, such as Shirley Sherrod, the Facebook thing in Michigan, and also too, we're gonna touch back on the lady with the whole nigga the ninja thing. Alright, so 347-857-4302. Call us up. If you're listening on the PC, the chat room is open, so go down there, voice your opinions. Hit me on the Facebook, on the Twitter, I'll read the stuff live on the show. Like I said, Free Game Radio Hour 2 season finale, alright? We'll be back in a second.
Cross the sea, get out the ride. cashmere, yeah, he got them fives. I got them birds and they flying high, but they bought a low, 850 or old. I call my man down in FL, he got them by the duffel bag, and he ain't Lil Wayne, I play a circle. Front and I hurt you, around and murder you. The man game daddy in his way past your curfew. I squeeze first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called hustlers pass. I'm high grade, the mother is trash. I'm built to win, I'm built to last. In New York, yeah, that's on my back. I'm the king of the king when I'm lacing the track. With the birds flying his eye, way in the skizzy. If I wasn't doing this, I'd probably trap till I dizzy.
Yes, we are live back, pre-game radio, season finale, second hour, you know how we always do, me, Ab, we in the building. Once again, back to the whole Shirley Sherrod thing, I don't know, like, I haven't, me, in my life, I haven't personally witnessed or heard of a scandal, like, so, like, because that shit just, that rocked someone's whole, like, you put their rep on the line and all, like, they straight up soiled her rep and everything. You know, even though she got vindicated and all that, but she go look for another job, being like, you know, because there's always be that looming suspicion. You know, that's my idea. That's my idea of it. I know Ab, she had her own personal things with it. I know Ab, she wasn't...
Okay.
So what's up? So pretty much that's what we're talking about right now. 347-857-4302. We're talking about how, you know, people getting their whole name soiled and everything, like Shirley Sherrod. So calling and hit one of your phones. I'm actually waiting for, I think this is him now, calling out at 845. 845, what up?
Yo, what up, what up?
Yes, this is our resident political analyst here, Dave the Smart Guy. What's going on, man?
Nah, man, nothing. Just chilling, doing my thing, man. What's going on? You talking about the whole Shirley Sherrod incident?
Yeah, now what's your take on that? Like, where are you at with that and the whole Tea Party formation and Fox News and everything?
Well, I'm going to be real with you. I watch Fox News. I also watch CNN. Because the thing is, though, I choose not to align myself with any specific side, left wing, right wing, because let's face it, though, there's a lot of views that the left wing has that I really have to agree with. Like, I mean, it's no secret between Democrats and Republicans alike that the healthcare system was fucked and needed change. Not as much change as we'd all like. I mean, but it got some change. That's just on a side note. But with this whole Shirley Sherrod incident, man, I am absolutely appalled at the way they basically put this woman up in front of a firing squad before they really checked into those facts. I mean, they didn't stop to think that, like, I mean, that there was no other video in existence of the beginning of this particular speech or the end of it. There was just this one snippet. I mean, when I can't find the full version, usually a red flag goes off in my head because of my prior experience with special operations forces and propaganda. I know bullshit when I see it. The thing is, though, I mean, they fed this poor woman to the wolves, man. If you actually listen to it, like, I mean, it sounds pretty fucking racist if you listen to just the snippet. But, I mean, the thing is, though, nobody had enough of a backbone to stand behind her. And you know something, though? That's what bothers me, okay? It was very messed up that they were so quick to fire her. And there was instances where she was, I mean, I'm not sure if you've, like, seen some of her interviews on TV, but, like, they were, like, so adamant about her resignation that they said, listen, pull your ass over to the side of the road and resign now. They wanted to get it done before, like, even Glenn Beck hit the air. I mean, he's batshit fucking crazy, so whatever. I don't know, man. The thing is, though, I voted right wing, though, because I need to stand behind politicians who actually are going to, like, just, like, fucking make a stand. But, I mean, realistically speaking, though, I mean, these guys need to grow a backbone. They need to stick to their guns, and they need to quit trying to throw people to the wolves to appease the other half. Because let's face it, I mean, right wing, left wing, it really doesn't matter, because when you beat them over the head, they all have the same effect. I mean, Democrats, they need to start fighting back, and this is from a guy that voted right wing. I mean, these guys, I mean, if you put up a fight, I mean, I've seen them do it, okay? That's how we got a lot of this healthcare bill passed, because they put up a fight. They can make it happen. I mean, it's a sad thing that they didn't put up a fight to defend this woman. Now everybody's throwing around apologies. Fox News is apologizing. Meanwhile, they were the first to even want to crucify this woman. I mean, it's pretty much to this point.
It may not
be
the first, but once they got wind of it, they kind of like, they were like the wind to that fucking flame. You know what I'm saying? They may not have lit the match.
they didn't lit the match, but they threw gasoline on the motherfucker.
Pretty much.
I think it was wrong, man.
Why they were such in a rush to get her to resign. It was because with Obama's administration, which is under so much scrutiny, because he's the first black president, you know, and this is his administration. So all these other analysts are looking at his administration like with a microscope. So when something like that happens, oh, he has a racist in his cabinet. What's he going to do about it? He had to act swift, you know. he had to act swift and get it done before he even had the chance to, you know,
should have fucking acted like he should have acted like a Republican and fletched his pimp hand, if anything. Say, listen, motherfuckers, slow your motherfucking roll, and let's not forget I'm running this motherfucking show, okay? And face all the scrutiny you want, but, I mean, I'm not going to fucking fire her until I know exactly what the hell was said, okay? He doesn't have to, I mean, acting swiftly doesn't mean you have to lop off somebody's head. Acting swiftly means getting on top of the situation instead of letting it fester. I mean, that's my take on acting swiftly, though. I mean, I feel that he needs to slow it down, stop looking around for, like, the nod of approval from everybody else, and really follow his own ideals, the ideals that got him elected, the ideals that made him say, you know something, I think I'm going to freaking go for the highest office in the land, and I'm going to try to make a difference, okay? But he's kind of letting me down. I feel that he really should stick to his guns a lot more. Because, I mean, he can get a lot more shit done. He really can. He's got the support. I mean, he's got plenty of support. His party leads the Senate majority, for Christ's sake. I mean, you get a lot of shit done if they really fucking start clubbing motherfuckers over the head. Like, figuratively, obviously. But, I mean, that's all there is to it, though. I mean, he needs to cowboy the fuck up.
So, Ab, what do you think?
You already know how I feel about that. It was foul. Like I told you before, I don't understand how nobody took the time to say, wait a minute, here it is, maybe 2-3 months down the line, you know, this shit is just now coming out, number one. Number two, it was a speech. Common sense should have told you that piece that was put up or put together by this dude wasn't the whole thing in its entirety, and that would have to be reviewed before you could even make a decision or even an educated comment about this shit. You knew absolutely nothing, but you heard black woman racist comment, oh, we going, and she's in a hot position, we going to get rid of her ass. That's all. They didn't even give her the benefit of the doubt. Goes to show you what your country really thinks about you.
I say point taken on that one. Let's see, where else can we go with this? Dave, I don't know if you heard, but down in Michigan, two girls were beefing over a dude that was incarcerated over Facebook. One saw the other one in a car, alright, and started chasing this car. Now, mind you, she got her kid in the back seat. And she's chasing this other girl who's in someone else's car, and this other someone who has nothing to do with the whole beef is driving. Alright? So now, they breeze past the unmarked. Before he even pull him over, the car hits a truck. Girl driving the car dies. Now the girl who has nothing to do with it died over Facebook beef over a nigga in jail. Before you get going on that, we got Lucky Me. He actually finally stepped in the building.
Oh, shit. I hope y'all hear that thunder to let y'all know it's real and better start right now.
Yeah, I'm going to the store and that shit too.
I hope everybody window closed. They got stuff in their window. I hope it's closed because it's definitely coming through.
Okay. So, look, what you thinking on that situation, man? All right, we'll come back to Lucky D. What's up, Dave? So with that situation, what you think on it?
I don't know, man. Why they gonna? I'm trying to figure out, like, why the fuck would they be fighting over a dude in jail? Like, or like, what would they be fighting over? Oh, hey, fuck you, bitch! I'm gonna be the one put money on his books. Oh, hey, fuck you, bitch! I'm sneaking him in some raises. Wait, come on. This dude is nothing. He's in jail? Maybe they was fighting over, you do it. No, you do it. Fuck you. I mean, why are you going to fight over a nigga in jail? I mean,
Did his, I mean, did he have like a magical penis or something? I mean, you gotta ask this question. It's like, what is, I'm curious as to what's so great about this dude. I mean, he probably got some like hardcore, like fucking, he probably got an amazing way with words and shit. I mean, you got two chicks fighting over you while you in a pen. I mean, how does, I don't know what to make sense of it all, man. Like, I'm appalled, but I'm not as appalled as I am fucking confused.
Yeah. Well, you know, another way to look at it, is, you know, let's step away. Let's eliminate the dude in jail. Let's move him out the equation. I think when you have a situation where there's some sort of love triangle, you don't know what the guy was telling either of them, and I can more than guarantee you that at some point beforehand, of course, they bumped heads, and it was disrespectful. So I think it's even now, it's beyond the point of actually fighting over him, but fighting because of him. It caused conflict between the two of them, and like I said, nobody likes to be disrespectful, and nobody likes to be disrespected. So maybe that's where the shit came in. You know, they felt disrespected by one another, so it was like nothing else to do but to try and make it physical. I still do not agree with what she did. Like I said, someone is dead now because of something so stupid. And so petty, basically the bottom line for a nigga that right now can't, you know, do anything for anyone, not even himself at the moment, you know?
Yeah, true indeed. We're going to take another quick break. Some more music from the featured artist. We're going to play that. We're going to try to see if we get Lucky Neat in here. I guess he's having technical difficulties or something. But we'll be right back. Pre-game radio, season one finale. We'll be back in a second.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Hey, baby girl, come ride with me. First class chick, come fly with me. You would look real nice, real fly with me. And a 745 LI with me. And you could ride for free, cause your money ain't thing. Ice bling bling in my custom made chain. Up in the club, non-stop, let it rain. I ain't no joke, see, I really do my thing. So what your name is, and what you do, babe? And would you be with me if we was drinking Kool-Aid? That's the question that I gotta ask. And if you can't answer that, then I gotta pass. She threw a smile, I threw one back. She said, you real cash, man, I like that. Then we drove off in the sunset. I made her, then I told her I ain't done yet.
Hey, baby girl, come ride with me. Let's take a trip, come and fly with me. We can go where you wanna go. All you gotta do is let her go and know. Hey, baby girl, come ride with me.
I'm in a Louis, you in a Gucci. We on Saks Fifth Avenue, spinning Lucci. Or we can chill on the beach out in MIA. Or tear up Rodeo Drive out in LA. Have you ever been to Singapore? It's beautiful out there, girl. I seen it all. All in Europe, we would have a ball. Hitting every strip, in and out of every store. Cause you my dream girl, and I'm the dream guy. And us two together is just too fly. Love it all from your smile to your shoe size. And when I'm with you, I'm relaxed. Woo-sah. Need I say more? Candlelight dinners on the boat by the shore. All after you, cause for you I want it all. Keep it tight while I'm out on tour. Fly with me.
Hey, baby girl, come by.
Say yeah, say yeah, say ah, ah, ah.
going through her hair with a pretty smile. Since I came up, she got a city now. Gucci is Fendi, now she do it busy now. Cause she my face, and I'm a wireless. I tell my baby, fall back, boy, I got this. We up in the hotel, I gotta top this. Ain't nothing in the world that can top this.
Hey, baby girl, come on. Let's take a trip, come and fly with me.
Alright, we are live back, pregame radio. Let's see if we got Lucky Me back. Yo, Luck, you there?
Yeah, yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you. What's good? So we got Lucky Me, we got Ed, and of course our resident political analyst, Dave the Smart Guy in the room. Pregame radio season one finale. You know, Luck, you know, you've been around. Is there anything you want to chime in on, anything that you heard us talking about?
Well, I mean, I know from knowing the firsthand about, you know, being locked down and having two females feud of you, and it's more like I kind of had a situation of my own, and it can get crazy, because if a female is into you that much, it could go down. And I know y'all like, dag, how can one have, because he's behind bars and he really can't do nothing, but you can orchestrate visits, or, you know, they come at the same visits on the same time, and or I had a situation where I had a my baby moms came, and then my honey dip came, and they like, nah, he in the visits, and da da da, and I got barked on in the letter, and when I called, and so that created a beef and all that, and so, you know, a man can have a lot of power in jail if the females are really romantically into him, emotionally. It's cool.
Okay, so pretty much it's more so based on where the heart is and where the head is at of the girl or the girls in question. That's what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, we give them enough credit.
What's up?
As far as jail, is the females are the ones that come to visit and show the most love as far as packages, money, things of that, letters, things of that nature. And so they're really involved. And they, and some of them take that role of holding down my man, ride or die. They take that shit serious. And as you can see, you know, as far as the situation you was talking about, they surely took it serious.
Yeah, really, really extremely serious. Now, also, too, you being a rapper, the whole past and like just knowing like there's some, however affectionately put it, crackhead groupie whore out there waiting for you to get some exposure, to pick up steam, pick up momentum, and then she can get on, I don't know, let's say world star hip hop and be like, yeah, I fuck Lucky Me and here's his number, such and such and such, and yada yada yada. Now she got called out by a friend of hers, so called best friend, saying that she ain't never do none of these dudes. But like I said, my question to you, you being a rapper, like, and you know, stuff like that happens, as, you know, you've been in the papers, you know, in the paparazzi papers before over bullshit. Like, when you find out about stuff like this, like with Cash Stacks and how she tries to pretty much assassinate the captors of these rappers. Now, you being a rapper, you trying to come up in this profession knowing that there's vultures like this in the works. Does it still make it worth it for you to do this?
Well, I want to say this thing. All right, for one, I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't look at Cass Stacks at anything. I'm quite sure she's dealt with entertainers and rappers, and I'm not faulting her, and I'm not mad at her for putting niggas on blast. For one reason, and it's a 50-50 deal. All right, my first reason is that, you know, like I said, I'm not even a big-time rapper. I was just a local nigga, and I know how rappers treat girls. They treat them like shit. And so, you know, you promise them shit, and then you just get the buns, you get whatever you get, and then you make them feel like, oh, they're going to be a part of something, and then you throw them to the side, which I'm guilty of. And so when I see a girl like her doing that, I could imagine what, you know, a big-time mansion, she'd come to a mansion, and they get their nut, and then they kick her out. Of course she's going to be upset. On the other hand, there's females who do lie, because I've had females who try to tell my girl stuff that, yeah, I slept with Lucky or I did stuff. I'm like, wow. I mean, I wish we did something, but there's females who will make stuff up just to say they slept with a rapper just to get notoriety. And so it's like a 50-50 deal.
Okay, okay. So that's where you at with it. Dave, the smart guy, I know you got your own little views and stuff about liars anyway, so I know you're probably having a mental field day with this one.
Oh, man, Cat Stacks. What a nasty, nasty woman, man. I don't know. I think by her friend calling her out and saying that she really didn't, like, smash off with all these other rappers, though, may have done her a favor, because then she may not be that big of a hoe. But I blame Superhead for all this shit, man. That's all I'm saying. I blame Superhead. Kareem Stephens, I blame you. I mean, come on. You started this whole craze. What's wrong with you, girl? What are you with that bullshit? Yeah, man.
So, Dave, come on, Dave, you don't think that, you know, I don't want to make it seem like I'm sticking up for hoes, but you don't think that these women should be able to, they sleeping with superstars and millionaires. You don't think they going to want to tell the world, and they shouldn't? You think they shouldn't tell the world?
I understand that, though. I mean, if they want to tell the world, they want to tell the world. But the thing is, though, my beef with Cass Stacks, though, is that in a lot of situations, though, I think she's actually trying to use it. I think she's trying to use it to extort dudes, though. That she's got such a bad rep, though, that none of these dudes want to be associated with her. And so I'm pretty sure that she'll fuck with them, then say, listen, you better pay me to shut the fuck up. That's what I think her big thing is right now, though. And if not, she goes to the papers and sells something fucking nasty, and that's all she wrote. I think she's a whore. I mean, it's, in the grand scheme of it all, she's a fucking whore. I mean, there's no two ways about that, though. I mean, she's just chasing that paper. I mean, I'm not going to knock her hustle, but I'm not going to endorse her ass either.
June, well, I'm pretty much the same way, because I agree with Lucky saying, like, you know, if you're with this person, like, hell, if you know, hey, if I get in there with Oprah, I'm telling anybody I did Oprah, nigga. But
yeah, I'm stepping, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand, you know, what he's saying, where, you know, they want to tell her and all that, but also too, it always counts to the discretion between the two people involved, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if it was supposed to, like, if they worked it out, yo, this stays between us or whatever, and then it gets out, then, yeah, it's a problem. Or if he just comes, hey, I'm going to fuck tell whoever, and then it gets out, it doesn't matter, because the whole show always start and end with those two people in the bedroom, because, hey, you already know, one person could go, yeah, I did such and such, but then the other person, like, I ain't touched that motherfucker. And the shit could be over just as quick as it started. So it could go either way. Now, like with Cass Stacks, like, she just went on a tirade. Like, she went and, well, we should say allegedly. She allegedly went, did all these rappers, but then she got on World Star and just would talk greasy about them, like, put their numbers up and all that. Like, yo, if they this, that, and the third, and you ain't feeling them because, you know, there's six dudes living in the crib with bunk beds and shit, then why are you going fucking niggas on these bunk beds, son?
Because you know what it is? You know what it is, Brooklyn? Because it's like this. you know, I'm more than sure that these rappers probably promised her something. If she's a chick from nothing, from the projects, or let's just say she is a whore, a hooker, you know what I'm saying? She's around these millionaires, and let's just say if she wants to be an actress or a model, or she's already a vixen, well, not a vixen, but, you know, a video girl, and they tell you, we're going to put you in 10 more videos, and they selling her dreams, and then, you know, she hitting them up, and they not hitting her back. Of course she's going to be, you know what I'm saying, have callous. And then she's going, and the result of that is world star and throwing niggas' numbers out. There's no way in hell she's getting all these numbers. You know what I mean? From the phone book.
Well, and even in that aspect, the friend who actually publicly did this on Twitter said that she was getting the phone numbers from her. She was the one with all of these contacts. Now, also my question is, what the hell was she doing? To have all these contacts. Hey, she might be a promoter. She might be a video vixen. I don't know. But what did she do? You know, why she got all these dudes' numbers? And why was she just so willing to give them up like that?
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's like somebody hit me up. Yo, let me get a look at me number. And I just give up the number. And then next thing you know, you see some heifer on there. She put your number all over the world stuff.
I'll be laughing. I was like, you dirty hoe.
You put your number up anyway, so it don't even matter.
Wow.
But you know what I'm saying? So I want to know, like, what motive did she have? Because if she gave homegirl the number, she knew she was going to do either A, call these niggas up, or do some other bullshit. So what was her motive for giving out the number?
You know what it is? You know what's going to happen with her? She's going to get a show. Somebody's going to pick her up. Whether it's Fuse or VH1 or somebody, they're gonna if they can make something out of Flavor Flav, of course they can make something out of Cat Stacks. But she's not an ugly young lady, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, I think Flav was a little more entertaining actually. I think I'd actually be able to tolerate like chilling with Flav a little more than I'd be able to tolerate chilling with Cat, because Cat Stacks is like Fran Drescher or two bacon strips with twat lips, man.
Yeah,
wow.
But
she's got that really annoying voice.
But she's a female.
Wow.
She's a Hooters. And I know plenty of niggas would rather look at Hooters with an annoying voice than to look at Flavor Flav. I watch her every day.
I know Flav is a wingman on some real shit just because he's a celebrity. I'm going to keep it real. Thing is, though, like, people give Cat Stacks a very wide berth, man, just because they, like, she got that rep already. That's like me asking any one of you dudes, would you smash Cat Stacks? Would you smash Cat Stacks Raw? Would you?
I would.
What's that?
I'll say a prayer for your penis,
that, that's not even, you can't even call that smasher because given if she did run through all those dudes she said she went through, and the words are looking at me. That's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Yo, listen, we gotta keep it fun. We gonna keep it funky since the last episode. Listen, we done messed with some of the and we don't know who they been with. I mean, it's just that Cat Stacks been with niggas that got paper. I mean, does it make her dirtier than a project chick who eat ices and run around the projects all day, and then we smash it? You know what I mean?
That's awful.
I'm just
this thing
is
bust
up quite
much. Wow. Wow. So like Lux said, this is the season finale. You know, pregame radio, season one. We doing the damn thing. Lucky me, Ab, they're the smart guy. We going in on a whole bunch of stuff. Want to give a shout out to Lucky me, David Smart Guy. Matter of fact, why don't you guys take this time out, let the people know what it is you guys have been up to, because, you know, Lucky me, he's been MIA for a while. They're the smart guy. He's always all over the place. So update the people, man.
I'll take it first. Well, first, yo, can I put somebody on blast real quick, just real quick, Brooklyn Black?
Go ahead, do the thing, man.
This asshole of the week on is go to Jessica Griswold. She's from Elmira, New York, and you know what I'm saying, she's a liar, and she's a liar, and I put you on blast, and you can eat a dick. and go hit the gym. All right, anyway.
Dumbass.
All right, and all right, for the most part, shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. You got a full season under your belt. You're grinding, you put in a lot of work, and you know what I'm saying, I see it. I know I've been out of the loop, but I've been dealing with some things. So I want to start off by saying congratulations to you, sir, and keep pushing, and hopefully you have a great a second season.
No doubt.
And as far as me, congratulations to me. I just signed a 3-year lease for at least 3 more years. I have my own store. It's called Steals and Deals, Just Sell It, Cash for Gold, and I run an eBay.
So pretty much sell all your stuff to lucky me.
I just want to let niggas know, a year and a half ago, I was sitting in a cell, you know what I'm saying, stressed out, banging my head against the wall, listening to AM radio. So it just shows that, you know what I'm saying, God shows us grace. And if you don't know what grace is when you're given something that you don't. And so I'm just keep pushing forward. Look out, I'm shooting another video in the morning. Shout out to Turn Me Up. Shout out to Nick Bonds. I got some things coming with him because he's a still official Turn Me Up member. So, and I got a show in Elmira on the 14th of August, performing Elmira Girls, Trouble Comes, and some other things. And I'm passing the mic to Dave the Smart Guy.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Nothing, man, nothing. I'd like to put my ex-girlfriend on blast for the shit that you recently put me through. Well, all them times I felt bad for being an asshole, then you threw shit like this on me. Yeah, thanks for sending a little midget nigga after me. It was fucking amusing. On a lighter note, I will be actually coming out with more of a political-based blog talk radio kind of show going on myself. I'm really just trying to put things together right now. Really just trying to see where I want this show to go in. That and, I mean, on a funnier note, I'm actually starting to get some stand-up stuff done down in the city, whatever. And I just got a whole bunch of, I'm just in so many directions right now between my regular, like, normal work life and all this other stuff, though. It's been hard to keep up. But I'd like to give shout-outs to you, Brooklyn Black, for having me on here, for respecting my opinions. To respect my point of view and everything, though, and really appreciating that, man. Thanks. And my man's lucky me.
It's not the stuff you talk about, you know, ain't rocket science, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's stuff people can understand, so whether they agree with you or not, they really much, well, my thing is they have no choice but to respect it because at least they know where you're coming from with it. You know what I'm saying? You're not talking circles around them and shit like that. So, you know, the shit you talk about is real easy to grasp. So when you start your show, let me know. You know, I'll be a listener. So much congrats to you on that one. But, yo, did you say some chick had a midget come after you, son?
Nah, this little 5'5", like, fucking little mini guinea wop little fucker, man. I told that nigga, if he comes by the crib, bring
man,
a pistol. That way he don't bring
some
a knife to
shit.
Do it, son.
It's all bullshit, but you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I guess that's how people doing it nowadays. But, so,
whatever.
Matter of fact, as far as the business is going, if people are interested in that, because I got a whole big, wide diversity of listeners who are in a whole wide variety of things. So if they wanted to get in contact with you about anything that you're doing, how do they contact you?
Y'all could get at me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheOriginalLooseCannon, or you can find me on Brooklyn Black's friends list, or y'all can follow me on Twitter, my Twitter page is www.twitter.com/fuckyoupayme187.
And I say that's one of the most craziest motherfucking names I've heard in a while coming off with Twitter.
Fuck you pay me. Fuck you pay me?
Yeah, and I've seen some crazy shit. Well, fuck you pay me just like that. But fuck you pay me just stands out there, you know what I'm saying? Like it just goes, hi, I'm here, motherfucker.
But you're right.
Your Brooklyn Blast.
Before
you get into your last thing, can I just say one more last thing for the people, the listeners, the street who listeners?
Go ahead.
Listen, man, y'all niggas stop selling that crack, stop selling that coke, stop selling that weed, man. Y'all niggas need to flip your money and get into this gold business. You heard it first from me, Lucky Me. Get into this gold business. This is something that will never, it will never go down. Like, it's always, gold is at its all-time high right now. So get into the gold business. Get off them corners. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing games with your freedom and be legit with yourself. Get into that gold business. Lucky Me said it first.
Lucky Me is...
He's a gold miner now. So if people want to be in contact with you as far as the gold shit and all that, how would they do so?
Well, it's Lucky Me. It's facebook.com/luckyme.aka.mrnewcity. You type me in the search, and shout out to the females who found me because they was mad at me because of the new page. But anyway, just find me. But it's not more so... Send me your gold. I'll buy your gold off you. How about that? You got gold, send it to me, and I'll buy it off you, and I'll send it out myself, and we do it like that.
Okay, that's what it is. I'm gonna open up this last thing to you guys, and then let Ed throw in her last minute 2 cents. Ed, you still there, sir? You see kind of like faded into the background. Ed. Yeah, that nigga fell asleep on the phone. All right, so but check this out, fellas. Out in Israel, there was this Arab dude sent to jail for 18 months for rape. Dig this, though. They had consensual sex. The reason why it was termed a rape, because homeboy lied and told the girl he was Jewish when he was really Arab.
Wow.
What's that? Yeah.
Was he convicted?
He was convicted and sentenced to 18 months for rape.
I think it would have been, wow, that's kind of bizarre. I guess because of the whole religion thing. But he probably had a PD. He could afford that.
I don't know. I don't know. Also, everyone, keep jazz legend Al Jarreau in your prayers when you pray to go to sleep tonight. He was recently hospitalized. He was just overall feeling real weak, and this dude's like in his, 60s, 70s, so hopefully not, but it seems like maybe his time is coming, but hopefully not yet. We just lost so many music greats in the past few years, so hopefully you can hold on to this one for just a little bit longer. So keep Al Jarreau out in your prayers and everything like that. Season 1 is wrapping up. It's coming to a close. We're going to be off there for a couple weeks, but we will be back in 2 weeks, which I believe is the week of August 11th. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll let you guys know. But we will be back.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
So we got new season, new everything like that. Big shout out, Dave the Smart Guy, Lucky Me New City. Check out his whole mixtape. Shout out. Ebony Cheesecake, shout out Tough White Communications, Bell Keys Communications, OTM Enterprises, MCB, Turn Me Up Entertainment, big shout out to them, H&F, High and Fly Entertainment Company, shout out to those dudes all over the place, shout out to the Cash Administration, Cashmere, good looking out on the music tonight, homie, did your thing, we appreciate it. Tune in with us, we'll be back in 2 weeks, BrooklynBLK@gmail.com, send me all your information. All of your suggestions, your music, your topic, the masses of the week, everything like that. Follow me on Twitter. I follow back. All that good stuff. Anything you may have missed, go back because all the shows are available for download and for podcast. www.blogtalkradio.com/BrooklynBlack. All right. Check us out, and I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. All right. I'm on vacation. I'm out of here. Peace.